Hey everybody, Stephen here from The Truth About Dyslexia. In today's episode, I want to talk about overthinking and fear. I was just on a flight recently and this became really, I became really conscious about it and how my mind goes off and how it can cause some pretty realistic fear in my body. So I want to just talk about how that works and some thoughts and how I kind of got over it. So let's dive in. Okay, so let me give you a bit of background on where this episode's come from. So for a work trip, I had to fly down to a place called Queenstown in New Zealand. If you're from New Zealand or have been here, it's probably the Aspen of New Zealand. It's beautiful, it's stunning, it's mountainous with a lake, and it's an absolutely gorgeous place to visit. Now, it was a work trip, which was always going to be good, and it's about a two-hour flight. Now, I don't fly a lot, if I'm honest. I used to fly a lot, but for whatever reason, I go through these different bouts of overthinking when I get on a plane, when I sit down on a flight. Now, I have some flights where I've no issue at all. I'm like in a really good zone. And then I have other flights where it's like, I don't know if it's my balance, and I know there's a lot of stuff around dyslexia, balance, the cerebellum, all of that side of things. That occurs, there's a lot of challenges with that, but for whatever reason, it feels like I feel every movement of the plane. It's kind of like my brain is, imagine my brain is sitting, I'm sitting in a car or a bus, and every time I go over a pothole or there's a slight movement to the right or left, it's like I feel it so viscerally through my body. It's like I'm so like, what's that? It's literally what my brain is doing the whole time. Now, if I was in a bus, I wouldn't care. I wouldn't even focus on it. I'd go to sleep on a bus. But on a plane, especially in this last trip, it was literally, I literally had two different experiences. So the trip down and the trip back. Now, the trip down, I was just jittery. It was weird. It was like I hadn't had a lot of sleep. I wasn't in a great zone. I hadn't taken my Ritalin, so I wasn't completely with it around the ADHD side of things. And it just felt like I was worried. I was on my own on the flight. I wasn't sitting next to anyone I knew. And for whatever reason, my gut just was like not playing ball. It was like, it just went into, we all know overthinking mode, where we go down a rabbit hole and think about, our imminent death or something ridiculous that just overwhelms us, right? And like, it's kind of our brain just runs down this rabbit hole, goes boom, 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 boom. Now, that's a real dyslexic thing. Some people think it's ADHD. Definitely isn't ADHD. It is, ADHD is more about inattentive focus issues and challenges around that, along with a bunch of other fun and exciting stuff. But we'll save that for another episode. The rabbit hole is a dyslexic trait. It's where your visual mind can create such realistic moments that it runs off in a completely different avenue. And my brain does that a lot. Now, I've gotten better over the years at controlling it, but in high emotional moments, I really struggle. And so I had wasn't a great flight down. I spent a bit of time meditating. What I did find work really well, again, this kind of backing up what I said the other day, is using AirPods to basically cut out a lot of the noise. I definitely feel the more noise I had, the worse I was feeling. The minute I had my AirPods in, listening to someone talk, I was much better. I had my eyes closed for parts and just kind of meditated on my breath, breathing in through my nose and breathing out through my nose as well. Just not mouth breathing really helped a bit as well. But we got there in the end. I was a bit bumpy on the descent. If you ever get to go to Queenstown, it is the most stunning part of New Zealand. It is really beautiful. And you basically have to fly through these mountains. And for whatever reason, I had the luck that it started to snow in spring, which is very rare. But what it means is wherever the plane goes through one of these clouds, it starts to shake. And oh, God knows, let's just say it wasn't a fun experience, but I made it. So on the way back, what I wanted to do a bit differently was I made sure I'd had a pretty good sleep, first off. Second, I made sure I ate pretty well. I wasn't eating poorly. I was thinking about my gut. I was thinking about how I didn't want to feel sick or bloated. I wanted to feel as good as I could. And so I made sure that was a priority. I also made sure I took my Ritalin as well from the ADHD side. Because one of the challenges as well that, you know, where I think, this is kind of my thinking around dyslexia and ADHD and how they kind of work in unison on this, is, you know, when I can focus better, I can apply my attention to not start the rabbit hole. Okay, does that make sense? Because if my dyslexic mind plus my ADHD side of my brain, so my executive function is not playing ball and it's not letting me decide what I focus on, which is the ADHD side. That's the piece that's going, you're not going to focus on this podcast. You're going to hear every rattle in the plane and you're going to question it with your very limited and completely untrained knowledge. You're going to start thinking about everything that could go wrong. And so what happens is there is ADHD is kind of like, I like to think of it as the igniter fire, the fire igniter. It's like igniting the rabbit hole, should I say. And so in my mind, my rabbit hole gets ignited. That sounds really wrong. I don't know, you know, for whatever reason, but it gets ignited. And then my mind, being so visual, can create such clear pictures that create my emotions that, boom, I'm away. I'm in a bad place. So with the Ritalin, it definitely helped me. I must say, it didn't start as well. Like, I think it took about 30 minutes when we were up in the air. And with the Ritalin, just felt like I felt like a mixture of it kicked in. And I also spent a bit of time, you know, just meditating a bit and talking to myself through it. And all that. But the benefit is that I was able to focus better on what I wanted to think about. So I was actually able to tell myself, hey, you don't have to control everything. You know, something we probably all need to hear, right? I don't have to control absolutely everything in my life all the time. You know, these people flying the plane are professionals. They fly this route every single day, even on a bad day. Now, what I didn't tell you is when I was coming home, we are on the back end of this tropical cyclone, you know, or an ex-cyclone, whatever they want to call it. So where we were landing, we knew there was a lot of wind and a bit of rain and a bit of everything else in between. So I knew it was going to get bumpy. And it was, and I must say, I was so lucky that the first part of the flight was relatively safe. And it's really interesting, the more relaxed, and this kind of is a bit of the ADHD side, is the more the plane just does what it should and there's no turbulence, I seem to be more worried about every little move to the left, move to the right, whatever it is. It worries me more. The minute there's a lot more turbulence and other people are worried, I'm like, oh, this is relaxing. I don't know if it's like shaking a baby to sleep or something, but for whatever reason, you know, and I've talked about this before, the ADHD side of neurodiversity is that in chaos we find calm versus finding calm. You know, in calm, we kind of create our own internal chaos. And so I really enjoyed it when it got turbulent, however weird that is. It's really strange, right? Especially when I know we're landing, it just makes me feel better. But I guess what I wanted to, you know, what I wanted to talk about here is that one, Ritalin did help. If you have ADHD, maybe test that out. See if it does help you focus a bit at the start at least. Two, you know, definitely AirPods were massive for it. And I'm finding this a lot more with work as well, is can I drown out just general little sounds that may be distracting my brain, my mind? And again, this is a bit more of the ADHD side. Those distractions take away my attention from what I'm doing. The other thing as well, meditation, being able to close my eyes, breathe in through my nose, imagine a calm place inside myself. And I, you know, I had some really nice moments where I just felt so at peace. And again, that's been a long-term project to keep practicing that. And people think, oh, I'll never be able to do it. But just chipping away at it and really believing it's going to work is huge. Changing your perspective from going, that'll never work for me. That'll never work. I can't sit still long enough. But trying to create meditation to be what you want. Meditation comes in so many different flavors. It's kind of like saying, you know, one type of meditation may be like vanilla. And you've tried vanilla and you've gone, oh, that's horrible. I'll never eat ice cream again. But you haven't actually tried the 30 other flavors of it that could be perfect and you may love completely, right? So you just need to find your flavor of meditation that can help you kind of find that space. But what I wanted, but the big thing I wanted to really get across in this episode is that, you know, fear can really be spiked by our overthinking minds. You know, a plane trip is an individual event, but this can come up all the time. Something goes wrong, you run off down a rabbit hole, and it just creates true emotional fear in your body. We will do more podcasts on this. I have done a few before, but it's really intense. And it's okay. Like, this is something that happens with the dyslexic mind, especially if you have a little bit of ADHD thrown in, you know, kind of lights that fire. But understanding that that happens is huge. It's really helpful. Awareness is key. I knew what was happening in my mind. I was able to sit back and go, this is just your mind playing a trick on you, Stephen. Whatever it takes, you get through this. It's not the end of the world. All these other people are here. You know, these guys do this every day. When was the last time you ever saw a plane really go down? You know, again, nothing happens, right? It's all in our heads. It's all in this rabbit hole. And so by knowing what was going on, understanding that perspective, it got me through it. And so that's what I wanted to share, guys. I hope that's added some value to your day. Have an epic rest of your day, and I'll be back in a couple.